Good evening, everybody. We are all familiar, I would imagine, with the halacha of Tchum Shabbos, and that is that one is not allowed to go away from the private residence in which they live, or which they were kona shvisa, so to speak, at the beginning of Shabbos. You're not allowed to go too far from that on a regular Shabbos. Now, the Gemara talks about an interesting suffix, and that is, what is the halacha regarding Tchum in l'mayla me'asara? Do we assume that there's such a thing, such a concept, as say somebody is more than 10 tvachim above the ground? Should we assume that they are kona shvisa there, and if they walk somehow 2,000 amos outside of that particular domain, they're also in violation of the Isser Tchumen on Shabbos, or not? So where does this ever come up? So the Gemara surprisingly gives us an example. If let's say you have Eliyahu HaNavi, so he's living l'mayla me'asara, he's living somewhere upstairs, above 10 tvachim raised from the ground, so is he allowed to go somewhere? Would he be allowed to come visit us? Let's say we say by a bris, Eliyahu Malach HaBris, even when we have a bris on Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to visit us, so to speak. Is he in fact allowed to come, even though he's going, he's violating, so to speak, the Tchum? So this is an interesting question. Then the Gemara says perhaps it raises an issue also, if somebody knows how to do Kfitza Yidei Shem. I know how to use Shem Hashem, and I know how to fly into the air, and I know how to run to another country by flying through the air somehow. Strange case that the Gemara gives. The Gemara wants to know, is that considered a violation of the Tchum Shabbos? So these are very strange examples the Gemara gives. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva takes it a little bit more halacha l'maisa, and he says, well, let's say you have, nowadays, we know that we have an elevated train station. So you have a train station that runs above 10 tvachim, and sometimes it's not so wide. It's not a very wide L train that you have. Sometimes it's just one lane wide. And the Chasam Sofer says, maybe that's a place where you can wonder, if a person gets stuck on top of that on Shabbos, would they be allowed to continue on the train, or would you say that that's a violation of the Tchum Shabbos? So it's an interesting discussion. What is very fascinating is, the maskan of the Gemara is that we're not sure. We have a suffix whether or not yesh tchum in l'mayla me'asara or not. Well, we know that on the ground level there's tchum Shabbos, but what about above 10 tvachim? Above the ground level, is there tchum Shabbos or not? And the Shulchan Aruch has a suffix, halacha l'maisin, or a chayim simin tav dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, we are not sure how to paskin. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, one has a right to be mekel, suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. If it would come to a din d'araisa, one would have to be machmir. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, halacha l'maisin. Now, what's very fascinating is, when it comes to the halacha, in this week's parsha, we say, HaChodesh Azelachem Rosh Chadashim. One of the minhagim that we have every month, at the beginning of the month, is that we are Mekadesh Lelevana. So the Acharonim have a big suffix about whether or not one would be allowed to be Mekadesh Lelevana on Shabbos. Why shouldn't you be allowed to be Mekadesh Lelevana on Shabbos? Sounds like a strange question. What could be wrong? We're allowed to daven on Shabbos. We're allowed to do everything else. So why shouldn't you be allowed to be Mekadesh Lelevana? So some Acharonim say, the Pri Chadosh, and others say, well, the answer is because when you're Mekadesh Lelevana, you have such simcha, and you're so excited because it's Kabbalas B'nai Ashchina, so therefore you're going to be too excited, and it's going to be Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're supposed to be busy putting your attention on the Simcha of Shabbos. You're not supposed to be busy diverting your attention to something else. So therefore, some Achronim say, that's why we have the practice not to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos proper. Now other Achronim say, what do you mean? There is only an obligation of Simcha on Yom Tif, it says, V'samachta b'chagecha. On Shabbos, we have no obligation of Simcha. On Shabbos, we have an obligation of Kibud v'Yonik Shabbos. Shabbos has no obligation of actually having Simcha. We don't find that. So how can you say that the reason why we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos is because of Simcha? It's just not true. In fact, Tosis writes in Maseches Moed Katan, Tosis says, why is it that every Shabbos, let's say every Yom Tif, we break an Avelis, right? If someone's in the middle of Shiva, so when Yom Tif comes, the Avelis stops. What about every Shabbos? Why don't you say every Shabbos it should also stop the Avedah? So you'll say the simple answer is because then you'll never have Shiva, you'll never have 7 days, because Shabbos will always break it. That's not the real answer. Tosa says the answer is because it's not anything, it's not antithetical to a Shiva to have a Shabbos in the middle. Shabbos is not a day of Simcha. Avelis is a day of Avelis, but that doesn't mean that it goes against the principles of Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov is a day of Simcha, so then you can't have a day of Simcha that jives together with the day of Avelis. That doesn't make sense, so therefore Avelis is broken. Aye, the question is Techemet asks, if that's true, so then why do we say Yismachu b'malchuscha on Shabbos? It sounds like there is some aspect of Simcha. Okay, so you have to deal with the issue. But simply, that is probably not the right reason of why we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Simcha. Other Achronim want to suggest that, no, maybe the reason why we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos is because the practice is that when we say Kiddush Levana, we dance a little bit, right? And the Rama says, I think this is one of the only places where the Rama says you have a mitzvah to be a chassidusher a little bit, not to be so litvish. You should dance a little bit after Kiddush Levana. So over here he says, since we're concerned that you're going to dance on Shabbos, and we know that dancing is not permissible on Shabbos, therefore the Shaar HaTzion says, this is the reason why perhaps we have developed the practice that we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. Now, this is also very problematic, other Achronim ask, because, as we know, let's say Simchas Torah, if it's a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, if you're doing it for a good purpose, if you're doing it Letzarech Mitzvah, we would allow a person to dance on Shabbos. Over here, the whole reason why you're dancing Merkidosh Levana is Letzarech Mitzvah, so why wouldn't that be allowed the same way we would allow a person to dance on Simchas Torah? So some say, well, maybe it's not the same because Simchas Torah, there's no other way to do it. The only day to celebrate Simchas Torah is on Yom Tov. However, Kiddush Levana, there is another day to do it. You could do it any other day in the week, so maybe that wouldn't allow for a person to dance. Anyway, many different reasons that are given. But one, this Techemet says very simply, maybe the reason is because we're concerned, the person doesn't know Kiddush Levana by heart, and you're going to be a sitter outside without an Eruv. Very simple. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, that one shouldn't go ahead and say Tashlich on Shabbos either, if Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Shabbos, because we're concerned that we don't know the Tashlich Nusach by heart, we only say it once a year. So we're concerned that maybe you're going to carry your sitter outside of the Erev, and that will be a violation of Hotzah on Shabbos. So, what's interesting is that the Achronim give yet another reason. And that reason is based on the din of Tchum Shabbos, that's what we started with. Well, says the Shvus Yaakov, quoting the Maharil, the Maharil's already in the 1300s, one of the German Achronim, said the Maharil writes, the reason why you're not allowed to do it, V'yayiv Taima, K'shem she'yesh Tchumin Lamata, Kach yesh Tchumin Lamayla, says the Maharil, the same way we have a din of Tchum Shabbos on the ground level, so too we have a din of Tchum Shabbos above 10 Tvachim as well. The Ein Lahakbil Panei Ashchina B'Yom Tov Chus L'Tchum. So if we assume that there's Tchum in Lamayla Me'asara, so then we have a concern. How are you going to be allowed to be Mekadosh L'Devana? It's as if you're having a conversation. It's as if you're being Mekabel Panei Ashchina, like we say in Kiddush Levana. How are you allowed to be Mekabel Panei Ashchina if it's going to be something that's above 10 Tvachim? Now there are a million and one questions one can ask on such a reason. You know, my father always asked me when I was a child, he asked me every month, we would say Kiddush Levana together after Marv, he would ask me, do you have to stand for Kiddush Levana? I never knew the answer. I was wondering, why does he expect me to know the answer? So I said, I don't know. So he said, okay, you should think about it. It wasn't until I got much older and I started to read the words and I said, every month we say Hilchos Tzarech L'Memer Me'umad. You have to stand up when you say Kiddush Levana because it's a Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, and out of respect to the Shechina, one has to stand up. So it wasn't until I got the answer right that my father stopped asking the question, finally when I understood the words. So we have this element of Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. When we say Kiddush Levana, we are in some way greeting the Shechina, something like that. So the Achronim ask, how can you say such a reason? Number one, the Gemara is not sure whether or not we assume there is Tchumen Lamayla Me'asara or not. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's a Suffolk. The Shulchan Aruch, like we said before, comes to the conclusion that whenever you have a Suffolk in a mitzvah derabanan, in a din derabanan, we would assume lekula. If it's a daraisa, you would go lechumra. So over here he says it's letzarech mitzvah, and the Gemara has a sveik of the dina. We're not going to be mekel and say that you're allowed to say kiddush levana. It's letzarech mitzvah. We wouldn't allow it for that. Second of all, what are you saying? Just because I'm talking to the shechina, so to speak, that means that I'm going there? Means that I'm going out of my zone? I'm going out of the tchum just because I'm having a conversation, so to speak, with the Ribbono Shel Olam? What does that mean? Another Achronim ask also, what do you mean? We have many other mitzvahs in which we have a Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. For example, Aliyah L'Regel. You're going to tell a person he's not allowed to be Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Tov because he's being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Or we have, let's say we have HaMekabel Pnei Rabbo B'Regel. The Gemara says it's Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Someone who goes to visit the Rebbe is Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. What are you going to say? A person's not allowed to do that because it's as if he's having an encounter with the Shechina above 10 Tvachim. So that's something which is very difficult to suggest. It's a hard thing to sell, that this really might be the reason why one is not allowed to say Kiddush Levana. In fact, the Rashba asked this question, and he says, somebody sent him and asked him, what is the reason why we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos? So he said, there were some that wanted to suggest that maybe it's because of Tchumin. Mikal Malkam, he says, L'inim Birchas HaLevana, Lo Yadati Ma'inin Zesha Tchumin Birchas HaLevana. What are you talking about? How can you say the reason why we don't do Kiddush Levana is because of the Tchum? I'm not jumping up to the Levana when I do Kiddush Levana. What does it have to do? I'm staying where I am. I happen to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, so to speak. The Shechina comes close to me. How can you say that that's the reason? Anyway, the minhag generally is, for whatever reason, we have many different reasons that we suggested why there might not be Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. The general practice is that, even though many of them are questionable, the practice is that we generally try not to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos unless, obviously, it's the last night of Kiddush Levana, and you're not going to have another opportunity, then obviously one should recite Kiddush Levana, even though it is Shabbos.